Welcome back to another episode of Growing. I am your host, Kenya, and on this podcast, we are growing in the knowledge of Christ. We are growing in our natural lives. We are growing spiritually. We are growing in so many different ways, and we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. So in this episode, I really want to get a little bit deeper into that and really kind of just give some testimonies and just give some insight and revelation that the Lord has given me over time. Look, growing is not always easy. This is a journey. This is a process. This is once you say yes to the Lord, your life is not your own. And so we go through so many things that just we're like, Lord, what is this? And sometimes the Lord doesn't tell us what it is. We just got to go through it and get the revelation at the end. And so I just really want to speak about some of the things that I've gone through, some testimonies, and just a little bit of insight that the Lord has given me in the Word of God. And just anyone who is finding themselves in some of the same situations I was in, maybe have the same mindset, can just elevate and grow with me as well. So with that being said, today's episode, I really want to talk about where is God? Where is God? And this is a question that I've been hearing from a lot of people for years. I remember just trying to understand people's mindset when they ask this question. And I started to have like a lot of conclusions, a lot of people who ask this question, and I don't mean like, you know, I believe in God, but Lord, where are you? I mean, people who truly like, they're just like on the verge of not being believers anymore, on the verge of, I don't believe in Jesus, I believe in a higher power. And the one thing they always ask is, where is God? Where is this Christian God? Where is Jesus? Where is God, you know, when I need him? There's all these things going on in the world. There's all these, you know, issues and struggles that we go through. There's so many battles that we face. Where is God? And people always have this question. Lord, where are you? God, where are you when I went through this? Where are you when I was going through, you know, my trials, my tribulations? Where are you when I was crying? Where are you when my feelings were hurt? Where are you? This is a question that so many people ask. So many people who want to believe but have a hard time believing because they don't really have the relationship that someone who is actually led by the Holy Spirit would. We need God, but we need to be available for God to use us. See, God is God, creator of the universe. God is not this human being. Like, everybody wants Jesus to just come back down to the earth right now and just begin to do all these signs, miracles, and wonders and begin to show us again the same works he did in the Bible. Everybody wants Jesus to be able to come and reveal himself. Everybody wants to know, where is this Jesus that the Christians talk about? And I go evangelizing, speaking the word and talking to people about Christ and trying to lead them to Christ. Everybody wants to know. I have all these questions. Is the Bible real? Is this? And it just really boils down to having faith, honestly. But honestly, it's the experience. It's the encounters that you have when you begin to seek him. When you begin to make yourself available, when you begin to surrender, when you begin to understand what it is to be a kingdom-minded citizen. Many people are asking, where is God? But God is literally asking, where are you? Where are you? And this is a question that the Lord gave me back after I'm asking, you know, like, Lord, where are you? Because I remember having way back years ago, I was in a relationship with someone and they just went off, you know, Jesus isn't real, this and that. And I was very offended. I was like, you know, I didn't argue, but I just got really quiet because I was offended. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, you are so not for me. But I sat there and I thought about this for a couple of weeks and I was like, you know what? People are asking God, where are you? People are wondering, God, where are you at? There's so much going on in the world. Everybody wants to encounter this God, but when they can't encounter him, they start seeking other ways. They start seeking other power. They start seeking higher powers that they think are godly, but they're not. And so everybody wants to know, where is God? Everybody wants to know where he is. And I asked the blessed God, you know, where are you? And he said, no, where are you? Where are my people? Where are the people who are going to make themselves available? Where are the people who are going to surrender to me so that I can use them to bring solutions to the world? Where are they asking, oh, why do you allow all these killings to happen in this country? And why do you allow all these things? Well, where are my people who are out being vessels for the Lord? God is able to give so many solutions. God is able to give people direction. How many things would have been prevented if we were actually walking with the Lord, getting direction, having discernment, being able to know what is to come so that we're able to avoid certain things? How much more is it when we begin to seek Him and He starts to tell us things to come and He starts showing us what's coming and we're able to maneuver to shift with Him? He's able to lead us, to guide us. We're able to be a vessel to heal the sick, to cast out demons. We're able to preach the gospel. We're able to just show that God is truly real because we are a vessel now being used by the power of God. So another recent thing that happened for me is that someone literally went off on me, saying, you know, where is God? I don't believe in God. I believe in a higher power. But if you look at this person's lifestyle, although they call themselves a Christian, they don't surrender fully. They don't know how to submit to God. They don't position themselves to fast and seek the Lord, to clear themselves so that they are able to hear from God properly, to understand His ways. So a lot of Christians, we go to church and we do this routine church thing on Wednesday or Sunday, whatever days you go, and you're praying and asking God for all these things, but you don't even make yourself available to be a vessel. Sure, you can speak in tongues. You got a measure of the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now you're able to communicate to the Lord. But what's next after that? How will you shift your life? How will you make room for the Lord to fill you with even more? How will you allow the Holy Spirit to enter in so that you can understand God's ways? Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure, meaning there is a measure of the Holy Spirit. And how much you surrender, how much you give up, how much you die to self shows how much of the Spirit of God can dwell within you, in the empty rooms, in the empty spaces within you, and help you and lead you and guide you. And you can be used by Him. But so many people, we want to do things our way. We want to go in our way. We want to make sure that we have control. We want to put our hands on things. And that was something the Lord had to speak to me about. Let go of control. Let go of trying to control the situation when the situation is in God's hands. Let go of trying to make sure that you're making yourself safe when God is the one that is supposed to provide for you, supposed to create the safety, supposed to protect you. He is your Father. God does those things and we're supposed to trust Him. But many Christians say, Lord, I trust You. But then they don't follow His ways. They don't follow His leading. It may be just me, but I love talking to unbelievers, y'all. I love talking to unbelievers. They're so intrigued, honestly, when you are someone who actually abides in Christ and Christ abides in you. They're very intrigued by your kindness, by your love, by the way you show grace, by the way you are just so grounded in the things of God. You don't force anything on people, but you're just love. You're just patient. You're just kind. Like, you're just love, and it attracts so many people. Your light is able to shine, and it attracts people to come and sit and to listen. And to try to understand, okay, who is this God that you say is in you? And I think that so many people, we push people in the world away. We push so many people that God is actually calling to His kingdom. God is actually calling and wants us to go out there and wants us to either minister to them or wants us to even be kind to them, be their friend. Jesus sat with sinners. I see so many radical Christians today. Anyone who says they're not a believer, the first thing they do is, we need to get you saved. You need to accept Jesus into your heart right now, and we need to go to church together. How about you just spend time with people? Maybe have a cup of coffee. Maybe, you know, kind of just hear what they have to say, their beliefs. You know, just sit and listen and try to understand where they're coming from. I've found that that is the best way to honestly create a conversation, to communicate. And then when they hear you, they listen to you, and you're able to just kind of speak with such wisdom, just speak with such kindness, they sit there and they wonder, you know, okay, maybe I had this whole Christian thing wrong. Maybe I had this whole God wrong. And they become very curious. I've seen people literally start talking to me, or they follow my page because they want to, oh, let me get your IG. Let me get your Instagram. Okay, here go my Instagram. And also, I make Christian content. And so I've had a lot of people, you know, follow me and just start listening. And I've had so many people tell me, you know, it's because of your content that I started to really start to seek the Lord again. It's because of what you're doing. It's just the way you present it. It's your approach. It's just how calm. You're not like other Christians. You're not like, and it's not trying to boast about me, because it's the Christ that's within me. But it's honestly, it's using wisdom. And it's also understanding that everybody is at a certain place, a certain level, has a certain mindset. Understanding we battle not with flesh and blood enemies for once, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. There are some people you got to be straight up. Hey, you need to get your life saved, like right now. Like, you need to give your life to Christ now. Then there's other people, guys, like, be patient. Be patient. Just be loved. Just be kind. Plant that seed. Don't stay fully all the time, but plant that seed and go. And so I've had to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. So when people ask, where is God? I've had to make myself available so that Christ, who abides in me, can be able to communicate and speak to his people, can help his people. And I had to literally die to self. I've had to literally, instead, I want to go this way, but the Lord's like, no, I need you to go this way, because there's a few people on this path that I need you to speak to. I know you want to get to your destination quickly, but there's a few more people I need you to speak to, a few more people I need you to lead to Christ before you get to where it is I've called you to be. Because you are a representation of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. Christ is within you, and we are the representation. So when people ask, where is God? I'm going through this hard thing. You can come with solution. You can come with healing. You can come with, you know, deliverance. You can come with wisdom. You can come with kindness, with love. You can come with those solutions. There's people who have literally solutions that will change nations. God has put it in them. If you make yourself available to him, available to the Lord to use you, and you put yourself aside and you allow God to rise within you, he can start giving you so much more than you just begging God all the time to get your bills paid, to, Lord, help me, Lord, help my family. But God is looking at the bigger picture. I've called you to help nations. I've called you to speak. I've called you to be my vessel to the world. I've called you to go into all the world. And so I think the question that a lot of people ask, you know, where is God? First of all, number one, have you submitted? Number two, have you literally given your life to Christ? Number three, do you truly understand what it means to be a kingdom citizen? Because a lot of people don't see the blessings of God because of their lifestyle, because of what they do, what they compromise, what they try to justify as, oh, God knows me. Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do this thing in the world, but I'm going to go to church on Sunday. What does your lifestyle say about you? Because if you read the word of God, it says, if you obey all of my commandments, then all these blessings will come to you. He said, he who dwells in the secret place shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You got to dwell in the secret place. You want protection. There's things you got to do. You want to hear God. There's intimacy. There's seeking him. There's being disciplined in your daily activities. So I think that this whole thing of where is God, Christians have to start understanding the question is going to be presented. But where are you? Are you a vessel? Just because you speak in tongues don't mean you're a vessel. That means you're just able to communicate to the Lord. Are you a vessel? Have you allowed God to clean you up, to bind those wounds, to get rid of those that junk that's in you, that's in your mind, to heal you, deliver you, set you free, make you whole, deal with your emotions? I've had to go through so much with the Lord. And a lot of the times I think other people are the issue. And the Lord say, I see their issues, but I want to deal with you. I want to deal with how you approach things. I want to deal with how you deal with certain people, how you deal with things. And that's what I had to learn this. I had to learn it wasn't about me. I had to learn that, yes, the Lord loves me. He takes care of me, but he also loves people. He loves so many people out in the world, whether they're Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, whether they're, even if they, you know, just sit up there and talk about they don't like Christians or they don't like this or they believe in higher power or this or that, or they might be into some evil stuff. You have to understand, God still loves them. He still loves them. And we have to be a vessel that's led by the Holy Spirit. Don't be someone who moves with zeal with no knowledge, without knowledge. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Allow him to lead you to the right people. God will send people to you. God will allow people. And then when they come, the Lord will speak to you and say, you know, talk to this person about this, or just be love, just be kind. Or there are some people that come to you, the Lord will literally show you, that's the enemy. Let that person go. Walk away immediately. Immediately. And the Lord had to show me that many times. Immediately walk away. But how much are you willing to surrender and let go of always trying to focus on you and making sure you are taken care of, and actually make sure what God needs is taken care of? Because you are the vessel. And when people ask, where is God? You can arise and you can shine and you can be the vessel and you can allow the Lord to show himself through you. You are not God, but he will show himself through you because he abides in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Someone is sick. They're an unbeliever. And you just go and you touch them and you heal them and they become a believer. So when people ask, where is God? I always, you know, say, you know, where are you? How available are you? You want to see him? How willing are you to surrender? Can you fast and pray until you seek him, until you encounter him? How available are you? How available are you? God is so amazing. And the more available we become to him, the more real he can be to us and then everyone else around us. God is so good. He's so good. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this message. There are so many people that are about to come. Oh my gosh. As a Christian, I want you to know that when you say yes to Jesus, you are saved. You're good to go. You know, your seat is secured in heaven, seated in heavenly places. But then there's some work that God has to do. For one, God has to do some work in you. He has to cleanse you. He has to deliver you. He has to heal you. There's some things within you that you don't know, characteristics about you that you don't know, personality issues that you have, cycles that you go through. God's got to correct those things. We all have to go through it. The way we look at the world, we can't look at it with our own eyes. We got to see the way the Lord sees. I just think about when Samuel was supposed to anoint the next king. And the first thing he did was he saw the first son. And he's like, oh, this must be the one. And God says, nuh-uh, I don't look at the appearance. I look at the heart. God sees things differently. And we have to be able to see the way God sees. And so sometimes it requires us to die to self and yield everything about us to the Lord. And so for one, we have to surrender. We have to make ourselves available. But you have to understand, this is a kingdom. There is a lifestyle. There are laws. There are things we have to abide by. And the Holy Spirit got to teach you those things, because you don't know. When you come into the kingdom of God, you have the word of God. You got the Bible. It's a great example. But there are some other things that the Holy Spirit will begin to convict you of, on how you need to operate in the kingdom. It's a lifestyle. And so we start to learn kingdom principles. We get a kingdom mindset. Our mind begins to shift and change. If he can change your mind, he can start changing your ways and just how you do things, your actions, your lifestyle, and just transform everything. And so we have to make ourselves available, go through the process. And then once we start going through the process, the Lord can start using us and trusting us with more people. So as you are seeking the Lord in this season, I want you to make yourself more available to him. Don't think about yourself, but think about what God wants to do through you for others. You are the vessel, and God wants to use, he needs a vessel, because so many people, he hears their cries, God, where are you? Where are you? Make yourself available. Thank you so much for listening, for watching. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Make sure you like this video. Share it with whoever needs to hear it. I have my podcast. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you follow, leave a review if you would like, and just continue growing and maturing, allowing God to transform you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, and God bless.